Praise be to Allah, Alhamdulillah. Today, this gathering of dhikr, of remembrance, first time I've had the opportunity on this great night, which is the 15th night of Sha'ban, and in Masjid Aisha, it's the first opportunity I've had on the 15th night of Sha'ban to come to Masjid Aisha and to do dhikr in this masjid on this blessed night. And mashallah, we do dhikr in the other masjids, but alhamdulillah, the timing is such that this night has fallen on this day that we are in this masjid and other brothers are here present. May Allah Ta'ala accept the brothers attending, travelling, sitting, and for all of us. And this night of 15th Sha'ban, the fadail, the blessings of this night are in various ahadith and in the Qur'an. And there are many fadail and blessings, mercies, benefits of this night that we hear. And the objective is not to mention the fadail. There isn't enough time, because now time will pass and the objective is to understand this night. Otherwise, the situation is such that if I, for example, say that this is a, for example, nice mango, it's sweet, and eat it and you'll enjoy it and there's no seed inside it and the fruit within it is nice, but then I put it in my pocket and go, then what's the benefit for the public? Nobody's eaten it, nobody's tasted it. So fadail, there are many fadail of this night, and we know about the fadail of this night. But the point here is that we need to understand the maqsad, the objective of this night. The reason is this, that when Allah Ta'ala gives us such nights and times, then it is our loss and bad luck that we, in these times, in these moments, we don't understand the objective of these nights. There are two types of people. One are those who in the year, very few nights come like this that are valuable. After 1 year, the night of Sha'ban comes before Ramadan. And the situation is such that many people, they are such that they think that this is a celebration. And they say, let's celebrate this night. Yeah, let's commemorate this night. This is the term, isn't it? Let's celebrate this night. And then, alhamdulillah, whatever actions we do, there are speeches and naats and poems and food until the morning. And mashallah, there's a lot of, you can say, busyness, and people put the lights on and other kharafat and things for loss, which has no link. And other actions start. And then too much time in food and halwa, sweet dishes, etc. and celebration. So all of this happens, the few hours that Allah Ta'ala has given to us for our benefit, and we are happy and say, mashallah, oh, we enjoyed it. We enjoyed it. But this is not what this night is for. And some people, how do they spend the night? Those people in whose hearts is the khawf, the fear of Allah, the fikr of the hereafter, the worry of the hereafter. Allah Ta'ala has given them khawf and fear and understanding. And they have aql, the wisdom, the true understanding. And they are immersed their hearts in the fikr of the akhirah, in the worry of the hereafter. And their style is different. Their method is different. Their practice is different. So we need to think, how do we commemorate or celebrate, or do we understand this night? Want to understand, then listen carefully. Those people who want to celebrate, then the day will go, the night will go. Try to understand these moments. Will we understand? Inshallah. Then after understanding, we will be the people of wisdom and we'll do practice on what we've learned. This is it, isn't it? So that's why Allah Ta'ala has given us this night before Ramadan, this night. So it's for understanding. So I'll give you the example of a great darvish, a wali of Allah, then we will understand it very easily. Hazrat Hassan Basri, rahmatullahi, great wali of Allah, great pious predecessor. And if I start speaking about Hassan Basri, rahmatullahi, then the time will pass. We all know he was a great darvish, wali of Allah, a great personality, great rank. And the night of Sha'ban, 15th night of Sha'ban, and Hazrat Hassan Basri, rahmatullahi, was leaving his home. And mashallah, he's leaving home and the people saw his feeling, and then he had the fear that overwhelmed him, and his hal was such that the in this hal he was, in this situation was, in this appearance, that like, you know, when somebody is about to be buried, someone who's deceased, and then he's taken out of the grave after that and stood up. Imagine, he looked like that. How that dead person looks after being buried and stood up. So this was how he felt at that time. Hazrat Hassan Basri rahmatullah, great Shaykh, great wali, muttaqi, had taqwa, fear of Allah. And he had, mashallah, kashf, and person of understanding and vision. So when the people saw this, they said, Hazrat, why are you looking like this, so shocked, serious? What's happened to you? What's the issue? And he said, ah, the situation is such that, why do you ask me? What do you ask from me? The example here is that a person who's going into the sea, into the ocean water, and the boat is in the water, and the boat breaks, and then the difficulty that comes on his head, at this moment in time, I'm in more difficulty than that at this moment in time. The 15th night of Shaban, and you are in difficulty, Shaykh, Hazrat, and his body is trembling, he looks in a bad state. They say, Hazrat, we don't understand, what's the difficulty that's upon you, that's burdened you? And Hazrat Hassan Basri Ramdhi said, the problem that's come upon me, that this is Shaban, the 15th night of Shaban, and I look towards my sins, and all my life, from my head to toe, all I see that I've done is commit sins. And I cannot see one good deed at this moment in time that I could present that deed in the court of Allah, that Allah, I've brought this good deed to you. And this is his hal. He said, my hal is such in this night. Look, the Nabi, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Nabi al-Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, stated, you understand now what this night is for? This is not for celebrating. He was not in a celebration or a speech or eating halwa or sweet. He understood this night. So the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam narrated, Hazrat Aisha Sadiqa radiallahu anha narrates this hadith. It's in Tirmidhi, that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that this night, in this night of the 15th night of Shaban, what happens is that the people, the human beings, the people who are going to be born this coming year, their names are written, and those who are going to pass away, their names are written, recorded, and the person whose name is being cut off the list is going to die, he doesn't know, she doesn't know, they are enjoying life. I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, I've got to go here, I'm 17 years old, after this I've got to get married. And what does he know? That he's going to have an accident and he's going to depart from this world. In this year and that year, we ourselves have to ponder and analyze that such people, from the previous year to this year, we couldn't imagine that they would depart from here, and they've left from here. They've left from here. In this year, what I've seen, I can estimate, if I sit down on this night, then quite a few individuals' names will come up that, in accordance with our analysis, we could not imagine that they would leave this world, but they left this world within a second. The name that was the board, that this person passed away, but he was in his shop. I just saw him recently. This was his shop. Oh, but he had so many assets. He's got a nice car. He's parked up around the corner. What's happened? Where is he? But his name's written on the board that he's passed away, and the janazah is going to happen. In front of my eyes, I've seen. We've heard. After 22 years old, we knew him. He was about to get married. He had an accident. After that, he left a marriage, a wedding, and he had an accident. Three individuals straight away, they died. So this is written in this night, on this night of 15th of Shaban. Understand what is this night. That the people who are going to come into this world born, their names, and the people, we're not those who are going to come, we're going to depart. So even their names. So we're not worried about those who are going to come, we're worried about who's going to go, because we are going to depart. And Hazrat Hassan Basri rahmatullah had yaqeen on this hadith. He had such yaqeen, he said, my name's come. And the third point that is mentioned in this hadith is, our amal are distributed and sent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yani the kitab is closed. The report is submitted. Our amal, that all the deeds up to now, Shaban, a few hours ago when the Adhan, just recently when the Adhan was called, before this there was a different situation, and now there's a different situation. If Allah ta'ala makes us people of vision, then we would start to see the angels and the majalis, the gatherings of nur and light. So this is not the feeling and emotion and situation and condition now that was before Adhan half an hour ago. The world has changed. The world has changed, the angels have changed, the shift has changed, the universe has changed, the doors have opened in the paradise. The doors in the heavens have opened. The whole situation in the universe has changed. Yes, people are driving. There are people in their houses. Yes, everything's there physically. But spiritually, the things that we cannot see physically. And who came to tell us these things? Bashirun Nadhirun, who is Saul Bashirun Nadhir. The Prophet of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came and he was Bashirun Nadhir. He came to give us the good news. He came to give us the analysis of the reality. And he was Sahib Masluk, that he was honest and sadiq. And whatever words came from his blessed words, then mashallah, that is it. The seal of honesty is on those words. And he saw those things. And who told us these things? Rasulullah SAW said, forget about seeing, the person who mentioned it, that is true. That is haq. That Rasulullah SAW has said, that's it. And if we don't have yaqeen in this, then our iman is not complete. We don't have iman. And the hadith has a rank, it has light. The qala qala Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's it. End of story. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told us something. End of story. Now it's our job to understand this hadith, to practice on this hadith. And the other thing on this is that we should do dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah give me the tawfiq to practice on this hadith. And this should be our iman, the basis of our iman and belief. Is this not the case? Our ilm, our knowledge. All year long we learn ilm and ulum and we become alim. And the point of this is that everything that we learn, on every second and minute that we've learned knowledge, Allah Ta'ala says come towards amal. The knowledge is pushing us. The Quran that's in our hearts, we become hafid. Every verse of the Quran says that don't close the Quran, bring it into practice. It shrieks out, cries out, don't imprison me in your heart. The ulum, the knowledge, the Quran, they are reminding us in our minds, in our hearts. Don't imprison us. Allah Ta'ala has instilled great words and knowledge and words of the Quran in your heart. Don't imprison us, don't conceal us, don't seal us. Bring us into amal, into practice. And this is what Allah Ta'ala has given to us. So Hasan Basri alhamdulillah said that when these things are presented in front of me, then what should I do? And this is called muhasabah, self-analysis, self-judgment, to ponder over our own state. So the first thing that we've got is that this night, how should we spend this night? How should we pass this night? We have to do our muhasibah. We have to reflect and ponder. What are we? And what is about to happen to us? And where is our name? And which level are we in? How much life is left? And what will be our hal in the future? First thing we have to do is this. Muhasibah. Reflect. Think. Why? What is muhasibah? If we look at this hadith again, listen to this hadith again. That for us, we make the accounts. The accounts represent people who are businessmen, who work. Everyone knows in career, in business, the balance sheets are made, tax returns are submitted. What is the profit of the year? What is the loss of the year? What is the cash in hand and the cash flow? So the whole balance sheet is made. So for example, I have to think, this year, I have to submit the tax. I have to get all of my papers together, invoices together, receipts and bank statements, and I submit them to the accountant. That these are my accounts for the whole year. These are my papers. This is what I've purchased. This is what I've sold. This is my profit. This is my expenses. The whole file goes to who? The accountant. The accountant. Now the accountant, he will calculate, analyze, and calculate the tax that we have to submit. So our year is beginning now. The tax year. The new tax year is beginning. So the balance has been submitted the previous year. So now the tax will be applied, the calculation will be applied, how much we have to pay, then we'll be asked how much did we earn, how much do we have to give, will be calculated. So this is muhasabah, the spiritual muhasabah. Today what do we need to do is that all of our bundle of deeds have gone into the accounts. They're submitted already in the book of deeds. All our amal have gone, our bad deeds, good deeds, sins, and good we've earned and bad we've done. Whatever we've earned from the previous Shaban until today, that's been packed and our tax return has been submitted. Where's it gone to? To Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's it. Oh no, what's going to happen now? Let me think inside, how many salah did I leave? How much did I lie? I backbited. How many sunnahs I discarded and left and I finished off? And how much I gave pain to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? How much dhulm and oppression I did to my life and deception and delusion to myself and excuses and pride and lying and fraud and drama to myself? How I spent time in the world? How I immersed my life in the love of the dunya? How I destroyed my life for the hereafter? In 1 year, what I've done? Is this what I've done? It's gone. It's gone. All the deeds have gone. Today, the situation changes. And that's why Hazrat Hasan Basri Ramtalai was in a bad state, crying, what shall I do now? My sins have been submitted, my deeds have gone, and the accounts have been submitted, and I'm going to have a severe accounting, hard time. Do you understand what I'm saying? Are our accounts not gone? They're gone, they're going. So what should we do now? Do we give up? We need to understand this night. Subhanallah. Hazrat Hasan Basri Rahmatullah said, the situation, I can't undersee how I'm going to succeed. Everything's finished. I can see one hope. Alhamdulillah. one ray of hope. Then the hadith of Rasulullah comes in front. What Hazrat Aisha Sadiqa radiallahu anha narrates this, that this night, it's a long hadith, I will shorten it, summarize it for you. That the Prophet ﷺ stated, and Hazrat Aisha Sadiqa radiallahu anha narrates that Rasulullah ﷺ went to the graveyard and said, "Oh Aisha, do you know what is this night? Now imagine the fadilat, the blessings and the meaning behind this. For the sake of Allah, wake up, awaken, awaken yourself. Wake up and realize the reality. Oh Aisha, do you know what is this night?" And Hazrat Aisha, "You need to know this because you will then distribute this to the rest of the ummah." Qala qala, and until Qiyamah, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha, our mother radiallahu anha, her name will live until the day of judgment. That, oh brothers, oh Muslimin, the night of Shaban is here. Wake up, be alert. My aqa, my master, my husband has spent the night, this night in Baqi, in the corners of Baqi, and he gave me this message that distribute this message in the masjid of Bolton until Qiyamah. Every year in Shaban, in the 15th of Shaban, oh Muslims, wake up because the situation is bad. Our accounts have been submitted, the tax returns have been submitted, the deeds return has been submitted. And Rasulullah said, "Oh Aisha, do you know what is this night?" And she said, "Oh, you're Rasulullah, you know better." And Rasulullah said, "Oh Aisha, this is the night of the 15th of Shaban. And you should have seen the eye, and those eyes had vision and light, they could see." Subhanallah, Nabuwa, Rasulullah's vision. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "O Aisha, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this night, He has given guidance, has given us the knowledge, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descends, and Allah ta'ala forgives, and Allah forgives so much to the people of my ummah, so much He forgives until Qiyamah. Due to this night, there will be maghfirah in this night." And how much? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave the example that the sheep of the tribe of Bani Qalb, the amount of hairs on the body of the sheep of Bani Qalb, that is the amount of sins that will be forgiven. Untold, unlimited. One is unlimited tax that you don't have to give any, or you have to give so much. So there's a tax exemption here. The whole of the ummah is forgiven on this night. Exemption, forgiveness, 0% tax. So look at the reward and benefit of this night. So our accounts, the previous accounts are submitted. We are in a hard time. We're going to sweat over the figures. Are we paying too much, or do we have to give more? We've not given enough. So here Hazrat Hassan Basri rahmatullahi said that the new life will start now. The accountant, he gives a letter that, "Oh, your calculation is not correct. You've not submitted enough tax. You've not given the calculations correctly. You have to pay some more tax." Then you say, "Okay, please forgive me. I've done a mistake. I'll pay over and above." And the next year when the accounts are created, then he will start a new account. He'll be cautious. So this is our job today, my brothers, my friends. What? That we, the accounts have gone. Today, we have to start a new life, a new lease of life, a new page has to be turned. A new page in our life has to be turned. We have to turn over the page, discard the previous pages, hope for the best, accept that acceptance will be given. And then Allah Ta'ala has given us such a deal today. He's given us a chance, an opportunity, that now your previous deeds have been submitted to me and you cannot turn your back on them. But one thing can save you. What is that? Your tawbah, your repentance, and my maghfirah, says Allah, my forgiveness. Only one thing can help us, and that is the contract between us two. And this is the objective of this night. And the person who understands this objective and who attains this and fears and says that the fear of Allah, and he sees that the qabr is close, and then he presents himself to Allah, "Allah, what I've done, forgive me. Allah, you are Rahim, you are Kareem. But the life that's to come, Allah, I want to spend that in a beautiful way, nice way, clean way. I understand the maqsad, that my name has been written. Maybe I'm going to pass away this year or the next year, the year after. Now I want to save myself from the sins. The fire of hell is severe. The azab, the punishment of the qabr is severe. The azab of the body, the body, the ribs will overlap. The bones will be squeezed and compressed. Fear that night, brothers, when the life will be extracted at the time of death." In the hadith it is stated that a person, you know, for example, a thorn is placed into the body of a person. Yet the thorn, the nettles, and it's pulled through the flesh, and the flesh is torn. That is the pain that is felt at the time of death when a person dies. Explain to me. So to save ourselves from this hardship, Allah Ta'ala has given us a chance on this night, which is called the 15th night of Shaban. This is not the night of sweet dishes, eating halwa, or firecrackers, or celebration, or speeches. This is not the night of worship. No, because worship will not give us maghfirah. You can worship all night long. Will you get forgiveness? No, we won't get it. All night long you can read Quran. You won't get forgiveness. All night long you can do dhikr. You won't get forgiveness. Maghfirah, forgiveness will be in one thing. And what thing? That we ask from Allah, "Allah, forgive us." And Allah says, "I forgive you." That is the purpose of this night.
All night long, don't do nothing else. No worship. Do one action. Sit in the corner. One, say, Allah. Allah, I've come to you in your house. Allah, I am a severe sinner. I'm an extreme sinner. My list has been submitted to you. My actions list has been submitted to you. I want to spend a good life from today, Allah. I want to turn a new leaf. I want to turn over the page. I want to start praying salah. I want to fast in the right way. I want to be a good person. I want to be a good scholar. I want to be a good hafidh. I want to be a person with good akhlaq, good conduct. I want to spend my life in a beautiful way, pure way, clean way. I want to be a good husband from today. I want to be a good neighbor from today. I want to be a good human being from today. Allah, I want to spend my life beautifully. So if I don't have the start point, the basis, the foundation, then I cannot live the life like this. And our deen says what? That whenever, remember this is the point of Islam, that whenever all of us want to do a good deed, when you want to start a new lease of life, a new beginning, fresh beginning, then the first thing you have to do is what? What does Islam teach us? The first condition, a non-Muslim, he comes into Islam, before praying salah, the first thing you have to do is what? And before that, we cannot be a Muslim, you'll have to do this action. After that, ibadat start, worship start. This is the beginning of our life. Remember this for all of us as well. Like I've committed many sins before today, and I want to change my life, leave the sins, become a good person, a good brother, a good sister, a good sister, a good brother. There's a point. Direct, you can't put the prayer mat on the floor, you can't open the Quran straight away. No, there's a condition, precondition. The first and foremost, you have to go to your Rabb and ask Allah for forgiveness. Allah, forgive my previous days, then start the new lease of life. Then start the new life. There have to be the connection first with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. First, Allah, I ask you forgiveness. You forgive me, Allah. When Allah forgives, then pick up the Quran, then go on the prayer mat, then worship, then keep reading, and Allah will continue to accept. This is the life. This is the meaning of life. So today, if we want to start to turn a new leaf, a new page, begin a new life, a better life, and we want to save ourselves from the adab, the punishment of our bad deeds that we have done before today, we have the niyyah, we've understood the meaning of today. It's not about mangoes, beautiful tasty mangoes we put in our pocket and we don't eat them. We want to eat the mangoes. We want to enjoy this night. We want to please Allah. We want to bring Allah Ta'ala on our side. Then there's one tariqah, one method. It doesn't say the read 100 nafil, 8 nafil, 15 nafil. This is not the night of nawafil. There's a hadith of Hazrat Ali Karamallahu Wajh radiallahu anhu. He said, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that on this night, the situation is such that do tawbah in the night and keep the fast in the day. How? What is the fast of tomorrow? What is it for? The fast is for that person. Only that person can keep the fast. Only he can have the haq, the right of keeping the fast. Why are we keeping fast tomorrow? This fast is for this reality, that the night who does my tawbah, Allah Ta'ala says, you repented to me, and Allah, I repented to you, and you forgave me, Allah, I am grateful for your forgiveness, and I want to keep the fast. Otherwise, why are you keeping fast? Tomorrow's fast is for being grateful. It's the fast of being grateful. Do shukr, Allah, you saved me from the fire of Jahannam, from your adab, from your punishment, and you accepted my tawbah, Allah. Then the person can come and be grateful to Allah and keep the fast, when all day he does shukr to Allah, Allah, I've kept the fast so that my sins are forgiven. So my brothers, one thing we have to do with a true heart, and imagine this, that Allah, I'm pure, all my life, all year long I did dhikr, I prayed tahajjud, I'm pious, I used to do umrah, come and go, I used to come and go to your home, I used to tasbih all day long, I used to recite the beads on the tasbih all day long, I'm pious. Fine, you can do this, but the examples of Hasan Basri, Ramdullah, example, such a great sheikh, wali, that all the words I've done, I can never reach to that rank, the status, that is not my taqwa, that is not my maqam, my level. So we learn from him, Ramdullah, that nobody is free today. Maybe my sins that I've committed, that I don't think are sins, but they are very big sins in the eyes of Allah, in the court of Allah. Who knows that which deed will cause the displeasure of Allah? Allah Ta'ala says that Allah, this is a very sensitive situation. We can't say, oh, I did these actions, Allah's pleased with them. I did these sins, Allah won't be displeased with them. No, this is not the case. If I've oppressed, usurped the rights, done bi'adabi, disrespected something in the masjid, in the house of Allah, all your deeds, Allah Ta'ala says, can you imagine? Can you say what Allah Ta'ala accepts and Allah Ta'ala rejects? Always we should be fearing. Which action is Allah accepted? Which action is Allah Ta'ala not pleased with in His court? That maybe in sajda I'm not there, I'm proud while I'm doing prostration, or I'm practicing, Allah Ta'ala becomes unhappy with me due to my pride. That's why after doing all of the ibadat, why did the sahaba cry? They did not want disrespect in their deen. They didn't want to do deeds that Allah, have I displeased you? Have I shown pride? Have I shown haughtiness? And this is the shan, the quality of a mu'min. This is our iman. This is our belief. And this is the base of man. So today, today, don't be in deception, in darkness. Oh, I'm forgiven, I'm the best, I'm pious, I don't have to do nothing. No, Hasan Basri Ramdhan said, wipe the slate clean. Beads are zero, all we can see are our sins. We have nothing to our name. In every moment today, in second, if I get tawbah, then I'll be forgiven. Otherwise, all this year to come is going to be wasted as well. So everyone is laden compulsory. Someone's a wali, sheikh, pious. No one is big in front of Allah. Everyone will have to bow today, humbly, sincerely. And we have to start a new life and promise. And how do we start the new life? Tawbah. The person who does tawbah, then he can stand in the night and prostrate, do sujood, and ask Allah for forgiveness, istighfar, and then spend a few nights, hours in the nights, then fast in the morning. And a beautiful new start will happen. And it will be such a great start, a kickstart, that after a couple of weeks, then we will get Ramadan as a gift. And we'll have noor, the ocean of noor and light. So when you're pure and clean, and after this night of Shaban, and we present ourselves to Allah, and we please Allah, and then we attain Ramadan, then every night of Ramadan is like the 15th night of Shaban. Every night, inshallah, he will get Laylatul Qadr. Every night he will be pleased. Allah will be pleased. So today's Shaban, if it's accepted due to your tawbah, then your whole Ramadan will be accepted. And the person whose whole Ramadan is accepted, then his whole year is accepted. So what a great silsila situation. So is this a small night or a big night? Big night. Big night. So don't celebrate it, brothers. Don't decorate it. Do one thing. What? Do what? The first thing is do tawbah to Allah, maghfirah, and then be grateful, ibadat, worship, dhikr of Allah, recitation of Quran, alhamdulillah. Then after that, the morning, keep the fast for gratefulness, alhamdulillah, and the new life will start. We'll get the new life. And then remember this point, that you'll get a new life, and our sheet will be clean. Allah, we want to please. And then what do we have to do? We have to, with that life, the new life, make your environment. First promise today is solid. 5 times salah in jama'ah congregation. Say it loudly, inshallah. Promise, the angels are listening. Allah Ta'ala's court is open, don't you know? So from Maghrib the time started, Allah Ta'ala's descended. Allah Ta'ala is calling out, announcing for Maghrib, Maghfirah. Who's there for forgiveness? So today, don't appreciate, there'll be no appreciation of this gathering or of dhikr. First, what we have to do? Tawbah. Repentance. Repent to Allah. Because there are many people who've done tawbah. They did tawbah in the hands of the sheikh. But we'll say, oh, how many times have broken tawbah? Tonight Allah Ta'ala sent us to his home, the masjid. So first, what will we do? Tawbah. Are you pleased? Are you ready to do tawbah? Those people who want to do tawbah, put your hands up. Okay, read kalima. Read the kalima with me then. The verses. MashaAllah, you've just recited these verses of tawbah. Allah Ta'ala is pleased now with everyone. From here to here we've become, from small to big, low to high, and we've gone out of Jahannam into the gardens of paradise. Just a little bit we've done, and in this night we've understood this night, alhamdulillah, we've done tawbah, and totally we opened our hearts. Now do whatever ibadah you want, worship, dhikr, recite Quran, and keep the fast in the morning. It will be accepted upon accepted. That's it. Promise to Allah, 5 times salah, you pray, Ramadan, the fast you will keep. You will give zakat, that is fard, we will give the zakat. And if hajj is fard, compulsory, we will go on hajj. And we will not break anybody's heart. We won't oppress anybody. We won't usurp the rights of anyone. We won't swear to anyone. We won't pester our neighbors. We won't do dhulm to anyone. We won't oppress anyone. We won't take anybody's money. We won't break anybody's rights. We will try totally best that whoever does oppression against us, we will do good towards him. Solid promise? MashaAllah, that's it, your life has become made. You've got Allah Ta'ala's Jannah. There's no greater ibadah than this in the night. So should we now celebrate, or should we have done this, what we just did? Do you understand what I'm saying? So this is the meaning of this night. May Allah Ta'ala make all of us, may Allah Ta'ala accept all of our deeds, accept our efforts. And because this is the hadith of Rasulullah Sallam, that he was in Jannatul Baqi when this hadith was transmitted, so we have to understand this great meaning of this night. That don't forget the people who have left, who have departed, our parents who've died, our relatives, our friends and contacts, many people who did good to us, who taught us Quran, gave us sabak, gave us knowledge, gave us teachings, gave us muhabbat, gave us life, gave us love, helped us in business, in the world. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, don't forget them. They are waiting. They're waiting. The 3 times read Surah Ikhlas and ask Allah Ta'ala to give the forgiveness, the reward to them, ithali thawab, and they will also get the benefit. So today, all the dhikr that we do, they are great kalimat, verses we're going to recite. Send the thawab to your colleagues, your friends, your relations. Inshallah, we'll ask Allah Ta'ala to give the ithali thawab to them as well, so that they also get forgiven. So this is the dhikr for today. May Allah Ta'ala accept. Recite Durood Sharif.